longest week of preparation in your lives?
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been out there, but, you know, it gives some time to get healthier, like, across the board. So, definitely good time, you know, time well spent. We've been, you know, back at the grind now, so just looking forward to it.
Kyle just said that he really needed the time off. Do you think you benefited from that?
I feel like all of us did, you know, as far as, like, it's been a long year. And, you know, whatever you had lingering or some things that were bothering you, it gave you some time to put some focus on it and a lot of attention so you can come back ready to go, pushing through this, you know, next push.
John, what do you see out of Marshon Lattimore?
He's a good player. You know, he's earned his respect this year. You know, as far as like his first year, he's definitely done some great things. Them as a whole, you know, they made a lot of plays. They got, like, a bunch of interceptions. You know, they get a lot of turnovers. So, as far as, like, them as a whole, not just him, they have a good group, but he's having a good year.
Coach Zimmer talked about generating some of those big plays and some of the explosive plays that maybe weren't there in the last few weeks. Where do you think that starts?
Just across the board, you know, it doesn't just come from, like, one position, you know. Big plays can come from old linemen, you know, making huge blocks down the field, or, like, receivers making huge blocks down the field from running backs springing. So it can come across the board. It doesn't really matter where, but everybody just doing their job. It's going to happen the way it's supposed to.
Stephon, do you Case Keenum doesn't have that playoff experience like Drew Brees does, but do you feel like his demeanor, the way he carries himself, is going to hold up pretty well with that playoff pressure?
I mean, from the season, you know, he's been the same guy, you know, since day one, and how he has approached, you know, pretty much not too many people have experience in the playoffs. Some guys who ain't been in the playoffs. So I was fortunate enough my first year to go to the wild card, you know, so everybody hasn't been there. But I would anticipate him being the same guy, you know, same approach, and come ready to make plays, you know. I mean, it's a home game for us. You know, a lot of our fans going to be there. It's going to be huge that's, like, they're on our side, you know. And it's going to play a huge part going into, you know, this next little push.
Yeah, really good game against the Saints, the first game of the year. What allowed that, and what do you think you can do to replicate that kind of success?
Just as far as, like, training camp, you know, OTAs, that type of thing, you know, taking full advantage of the time spent. That was the first game of the season. That was like 100 years ago. So I would say just preparation and that type of thing. So as far as, like, trying to, you know, replicate or going into this next game, you know, it's new things going on out there. You know, they're a different team. You know, that was the first game of the season for us as well. You know what I'm saying? We're a different team as well. So not really trying to replicate. I'm just trying to do my job, whatever it takes to get this W. So however it shakes out, you know, as long as we win, I don't care.
You touched upon that wild card game 2 years ago. Adam was saying, you know, there's still kind of a sour taste. This is your first playoff game since then. You guys may be extra amped up. You know, it's been 2 years and the way it ended 2 years ago.
No, I wouldn't say extra amped up. I mean, I would say that, you know, we come in with a mindset that we want to get things done as far as, like, with this week, trying to make this Wednesday the best Wednesday we had all year, you know, just like any other Wednesday, and move forward. But we haven't been there in a while. You know, we had high hopes last year, and it didn't happen. You know, things kind of went sour fast. And this year, you know, we kind of just been taking one game at a time, and how are we supposed to? And I guess this next game is going to be another test for us, but we're going to prepare the right way. We're going to go and ready to go.
What do you remember from that game 2 years ago? Do you think, like, were you thinking, like, oh, we'll be back next year and all that, or were you really down, or what do you kind of remember?
You said what?
What do you remember? How do you remember feeling after that game 2 years ago, your first playoff game?
I was cold.
Okay.
That's the only thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know how it went. You know the end of the story. You know how that story ended. Of course, I didn't feel the greatest, but more importantly, I was cold.
You guys are favored to win these next two. Do you guys kind of feel like that spot in the Super Bowl is yours to take?
I mean, I haven't really, I haven't even paid too much attention, but everything that I heard, it kind of got us as the underdog, you know, as far as, like, the Saints say that, you know, they're a new team, X, Y, Z. I haven't seen too much of the stuff I have seen. Nobody think we could do anything, so, I mean, I'm not really worried about it. I'm not really worried about the Super Bowl right now. Focus on the Saints, see how this week goes, and I'm just trying to get a win, you know. Super Bowl's a ways away. We'll figure it out once we get here.
How do you feel personally? Where you've been the last three games and scoring a bunch? Do you feel like you're kind of, like, rolling really at the right time to win
I don't really think too much about it, you know. More so, personally, I just try to do my job, you know. Try to have patience with everything, you know. Things will shake out the way they're supposed to. And we got a lot of offensive guys that can, you know, have success. So I want to do whatever, you know, whatever I can, you know, contribute to the team. And more importantly, just get this W, you know. I say W so much because all I want win. All I want is to win. I don't care how we do it. I don't care what we got to do. I'm with it.
What's different about playoff football?
Just want to go home. You know, I would say that's the biggest difference between regular season and postseason. Regular season, you can come back on the next day or come back Sunday and have corrections and, you know what I'm saying, like, hopefully that you'll play better the next game or, you know what I'm saying, tidy up those things. But you've had all year to do that. You know, this as far as, like, our preparation has been all year. You know what I'm saying? We've corrected a little things. We've moved forward and, you know, we overcame adversity. And this is in a postseason where, you know, all those mistakes that you know, corrected, you don't want them to happen again. You want to be hitting all across the board because it's a small margin for error.
You gave that secondary quite a blast week one. And they have not allowed a lot of those types of games since. And what have you seen from them on film where they've buttoned it up a little bit?
A lot more sound. They play together really well. You know, I would say, like, probably like the first game, any first game, you know, it's everybody's, you know, adjustment game. You know, it's your first time out there. Different things happen, come up throughout the year. You want to change whatever, X, Y, Z. But for me, I actually don't care. I don't really care how it shake out and what they like to do. You know, you watch, you anticipate, you prepare, and you go to execute.
How much of a testament is that just to, like, what Williams and Lattimore have done? Kind of just, like, on the back end, it seems like they've got a little bit more on the same page, especially in these last few games.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, as DBs, you know, as far as, like, I would anticipate it's, like, gelling, you know, as far as, like, a lot of communication, kind of working off of each other, kind of similar to what me and Adam do, you know. We're our best when we're gelling and we're hitting, and I kind of, it's the same stuff. So as far as, like, them playing well, I contribute to their grind, and they're committed to, you know, their dedication to their craft. So, good shit.
Would you like to see your little brother win a national championship?
It's exciting, you know. I'm happy as hell for my little brother. You know, I played for Alabama, you know, but I was just happy for him. You know, it's a special moment, especially considering my family was there, you know, supporting him and stuff like that. So, it was good for him.
Time to get you a trophy.
We'll talk about that in a couple of weeks.